Module 6, Mental Health Programs. Mental disorders are becoming more prominent in the world today. As a nation, we have finally started to recognize mental conditions as more than character flaws, but the stigma still remains for many people. Like in physical health, mental health can decline rapidly if not treated properly. This particular section is not just for serious mental ailments, but for daily mental issues. We all have stress, depression, and anxiety from time to time. Giving your employees support through tough times is a crucial part of health and wellness. Having a supportive friend helps, but having a whole company support you can help you get back up after a fall. Stress management. Stress is something we are all familiar with. It's very normal. We deal with it on a daily basis. A little stress is great. It helps us be more productive, but too much is dangerous. So what is the definition of stress? Webster's Dictionary defines stress as a state of mental tension and worry caused by problems in your life, work, etc., or something that causes strong feelings of worry or anxiety. Excessive stress can cause heart disease, depression, and even death. Stress can come from daily life, financial strain, heavy workload, or personal issues. Being stressed can make you feel overwhelmed, and many aren't able to deal with the stress properly. Stress management continued. Having a program that will help your employees manage their stress will boost your company morale and productivity. What are some ways your company can help reduce stress? Have an area where employees can post funny, tasteful cartoons or jokes. Have a day where employees can get a massage. Book club, bowling league, or some other sort of social activity. Have a meditation break. Play relaxing music. Offer financial counseling. Support groups. Offering a support group for your employees is an amazing way to say you care about their well-being. A support group is a group of people who have a situation or condition in common and give support to one another. Support groups are effective for dealing with issues, and having people who understand your particular issue can help them heal and grow. While support groups are important, they should not be used as a substitute for professional treatment. There are many types of support groups. These groups can be for a specific condition like breast cancer or for a situation like grief. Support groups can help in the following ways. Gain information about what to expect, treatments, resources, and doctors. Release depression, stress, and anxiety. Improve coping skills. Provides a safe place to talk about issues openly and honestly. Offering a support group is a fairly inexpensive way to show support for your employees. Most support groups only require a room and some chairs. Members of the support group can chip in to bring refreshments for after the meeting. Counseling. Sometimes having a one-on-one conversation with a licensed professional is the best way to resolve some of the emotional strain that you may have in your life. Webster's Dictionary defines counseling as professional guidance of the individual by utilizing psychological methods, especially in collecting case history data, using various techniques of personal interview, and testing interests and aptitudes. A counselor or therapist works one-on-one with a person to help them resolve the cause of the issue that they are having. Therapists, counselors, work to give the patient their tools they need to move past whatever issues they are seeking help for. The goal is to help the patient resolve their issues so that they can move on and live a happy life. Sometimes in life, things happen that we don't know how to handle, and sometimes we react to things because of underlying issues we are not aware of. An employee who is struggling at work may not know that they need some guidance. Giving them the option to talk to a professional and work out some of those hindrances can be very positive. Awareness and education. It used to be that mental illness was a taboo topic. If you were diagnosed, you were just treated like you were crazy. Medical professionals now acknowledge that mental illnesses are true illnesses. These days, people are more understanding of mental illnesses, but there is still a negative stigma that lingers. Most people who have not personally been affected by mental illnesses do not know a lot about them. The truth is, we all at some point or another have poor mental health, either due to stress or situational issues. We have all at some point had depression or anxiety, and that does not make us crazy. It makes us normal human beings. Some people have more constant and chronic conditions. Providing awareness and education about these issues will help all of your employees, even those not suffering. Awareness and education help those who are suffering from a mental illness recognize their symptoms and possibly acknowledge they need help. It also helps other employees recognize symptoms and may give them more understanding for other employees. Here are some facts on mental illness provided by NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. 1 in 4 Americans experience mental illness every year. 1 in 17 Americans live with serious mental illnesses. 60% of adults who have a mental illness do not get treatment. Mood disorders like depression are the third most common cause of hospitalization for people ages 18 to 44. Suicide ranks number 10 on the most common causes of death, which makes it more common than homicide. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among Americans between the ages of 15 and 24, and the second leading cause of death among those between the ages of 25 to 34. Case study. Cheryl is usually an upbeat employee. She shows up early and is friendly with all of her coworkers. She regularly has lunch with many different people within the office and participates in a multitude of office functions. Lately, her supervisor has noticed that her demeanor has changed. She has become withdrawn from the other employees and seems irritable. She has been showing up late for work and even her appearance has changed. She used to be the most professional of dressers, but now she comes to work disheveled, wearing ill-fitting and usually wrinkled garb. Her supervisor calls her into the office and tells her that she is concerned about her well-being. She asks Cheryl if there is anything in her life that is upsetting her. Cheryl tells her boss that she is having a lot of stress currently in her life. Her daughter has been sick lately and in and out of the hospital. She is struggling with the financial burden of the treatments and the added stress of a sick child.